You're about to listen to the Complete Developer Podcast, the podcast by coders, for coders, about all aspects of life as a developer.
I'm Will, the curmudgeonly experienced developer.
And I'm Beej, the optimistic newbie developer. Welcome to another episode of Complete Developer Podcast. Now that we're in the new year, we're going to review our resolutions from last year and talk about our new resolutions for this year. But before we get started, Will, what have you been fighting this week?
I have been doing a bunch of Delphi for the last few weeks, and I switched back to .NET in Visual Studio, which I no longer have at home because I'm running on Linux. And this has been a culture shock again.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the wrong shortcuts. It's like just like things like holding control shift and the arrow keys to select things. It does slightly differently in the Delphi editor. And it's just little stupid stuff like that. And just but, you know, anyway, I got, we had a story that was in our, our system as far as like what we had to do for the sprint, and it was supposed to be a 2-day story, and I got it done in 6.5 hours today.
Nice.
So, you know, there was that. So I guess I maybe wasn't too bad, although most of it was SQL. So I'm doing that, and that's basically the extent of it. I guess I'm, winding down the year. Because we're recording this, mid-December? I'm trying to think what time it is now, what day it is.
Literally mid-December.
Yeah, we're just hurtling towards the end of the year, so this will be a little bit early. So how about you?
Well, I'm kind of getting pulled in two different directions at work right now. We had a guy that left to go to another department in the state, and he was doing very similar web API stuff to what I'm doing. No one else is really doing that kind of work, and so I've been pulled. His project was almost done, just a couple of little things here and there, but it has a similar deadline to mine, so I've been pulled to go and help with that one. And so I'm doing a little bit of both, but it's the same type of stuff, just two different apps. So you've been getting a lot of messages from me. Oh, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And so I'm trying to double my efforts to be able to get both projects done on time.
Nice. So, I've been there, done that.
Speaking of work.
That now.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of work, the team that I'm on received the IPTA Collaboration Award for our work building the app that we're working on with another department. And today we took the photo of the team and the other department to show in the TDEC year in review.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got some feedback on my blog this week asking about how to do some stuff in Hexo. I'm going to write up a post about it, but first I'll reply to the feedback. It's kind of exciting actually getting feedback that wasn't spam and is asking a question that I can answer from experience.
Yeah, that doesn't happen much.
No, it was like somebody asking me how I did, well, actually how I set up the podcast feed on my site with Hexo.
Ah.
And so I'm like, I know how to do this. I can help you. That's awesome.
Yes, that is great. Of course, what would be funny is like you help them, you get through it, and then they ask if you want a Russian bride.
Yeah, it would be
funny. Like if that was like the intro to to catch a nerd.
That would
actually be horrendous. I really don't like the idea that I just put that idea out there.
Yeah, yeah. So we have something interesting for IoTs this week that Will found. Let's go ahead and roll the music. This week for IoTs, we have something Will sent me. It's called the Home Assistant. This is a platform, and I've got a quote from the website. Home Assistant is an open source home automation platform running on Python 3. Track and control all devices at home and automate control installation in less than a minute. It's actually pretty cool because the code is open source and on GitHub, and it allows you to control all of your home devices from a single interface that is mobile friendly. And the nice thing is there's no cloud data storage. You can even set up advanced rules like turn on the lights at sunset when you're home or dim the lights when you start watching a movie. So it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that, I've been looking into the smart home stuff a little bit. I'm not quite ready to start doing that here because I've got to fix the dumb home before you put the smart home on top of it. But that's probably something I want to tinker with in the next few years.
Yeah, that's really cool. So who's talking to us this week?
We got a comment from David Carollo. Says, "Hey, gents, nice podcast y'all have going. I'm curious if either of you use any Linux distributions personally or for business. I've been running various distros as my daily driver for a few years now. I'm also starting to learn about software development, though it is difficult having three, soon four children under the age of four." Wow. "Anyway, I deeply enjoy the show. I really like the broad range of topics you gents dive into. I would definitely like to hear some more interviews if possible. P.S. I apologize for the interview suggestion. My question comment just popped in as I was writing. Regards, David." Definitely with four small children running around the house, I can see how the focus of trying to learn to code is probably a little bit difficult.
Yeah, that I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
No, when my nieces came to visit while I was learning, I didn't get much done. So
yeah.
But hey, David, thanks for listening and for the great message. To answer your question, yes, we both use Linux. I have a dual boot system with Windows and Ubuntu, and I put Ubuntu on my mom's ancient laptop, which was running Windows XP, and she likes Linux better than she did Windows. For obvious reasons, it runs a lot faster for what she's doing.
She likes the right beers too.
That's true. I also put Raspbian, which is a Debian distro for the Raspberry Pi, on the computer I built my nieces.
And I use Mint on my desktop workstation here, as well as my laptop. The server's running Ubuntu server, and my daughter's computer, it's running some Ubuntu variant that's XFCE, and I can't remember which one it is. Because like I set the machine up and it's not connected to the network, and so I don't care as long as it doesn't fall over. I really don't know what's on that one anymore. So yeah, my house is all Linux, except for my wife's got a laptop that, you know, maybe once a month gets opened at most, and it's still Windows. I've conquered everything else.
Well, the only reason I still have Windows on my machine is because the software we use for recording and editing requires either Windows or Mac. It won't run on Linux.
Yeah.
So,
and we really, really want good audio editing and recording software on Linux soon.
Yes. To answer your other comment, as far as more interviews, we're working on that. We just want to make sure that the guests we bring on fit with the topics we cover. We kind of have a certain dynamic that we want to maintain on the show, and we don't want to become a podcast that relies on guests.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is if you look at the cover art of our podcast, you realize we had to grow to a certain level to get people to take us seriously. Cause I mean, look at us.
Yeah.
So that comes into play too.
But hey, we do have some complete developer swag for you. And guys, if you'd like some complete developer swag, leave us a review in iTunes or comment on the website or any of our social media. We're now on Path and Tumblr. We also post all of our episodes to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. So this week, we're going to do something similar to what we did beginning of last year. We're going to go over our resolutions or goals. And we'll start going over our resolutions for the past year, 2016, and talk about how we achieved or what got in the way of achieving those. And then we'll hit our goals and resolutions for 2017. And to start us off, my first goal or resolution was to have a junior developer job by the end of February.
And my comment was, oh, yes. He didn't quite hit February, but no, he still hit it.
I did hit that goal. It was a little bit later than February. I got hired in June and started in July.
And my first goal was meditate more often. Because I don't get to do this as much as I used to. I used to meditate about an hour, sometimes 2 hours a day, believe it or not. Now it's more like, I might get in once a week. And that pretty well got maintained this year. That was a miss.
So my second resolution for last year was to have moved closer by July. Now, this one was based on having a job in February. And since that was a little bit later, the move didn't take place until September. But now I am less than 10 minutes from Will's place and about 20 minutes from work. Both of those, of course, without traffic.
Yeah. And all your heavy oak furniture is safe and sound.
Yes. Thanks Ooh. To Will and my dad helping out.
Man, I sweated like a pregnant nun. So my second resolution was to be able to deadlift 400 pounds. You know, I previously maxed at 365 and was hoping to beat that this year. I can do about 330 now. Actually, I could probably go heavier than that, but mm-hmm. I'm not pushing it. I had neck problems early in the year, and so I didn't lift as much until I was sure what was going on there. And that finally worked its way out, whatever was going on there. So I got back into lifting heavy, and I'm pretty close. I mean, I don't think it'll be long after the first of the year.
What was the most that I've done? It wasn't my max, but so I didn't max out. I think it was, 235?
Yeah, it seems like it.
No.
Yeah.
I could probably go up to about 285 as max, maybe 300.
Yeah. Well, there's a point there, like you lift and you're like, oh, this is good. This is good. And then the next one, you know, you add like 2.5 pounds and it's stuck to the floor. Yes. It's just like, it's completely binary. Weightlifting is great for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so true. So third that I had for last year was to attend one out of state coding conference. And with the hopes of meeting our heroes over at .NET Rocks. Now, I did attend a conference, but it wasn't out of state. It was actually at our alma mater here in Nashville. Will and I both attended Music City Code. We'll be there next year, too, if you guys want to come out and meet us. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people from my office got to go, and so there was a big group of us that hung out together and stuff. Didn't meet the .NET Rocks guys, but if you guys haven't already listened to it, you should go check out the episode where Will and I were guests on their show, which honestly, that's just way better than me.
Yeah, that's way cooler. And that was scheduled for December 30th, tentatively. It's still not been announced as of right now, but hopefully that'll be out there by the time this drops. My number three resolution was get into a regular routine of bulk cooking on the weekends. And I pretty much nailed this one. I've been making, I made a 3-gallon pot of chili yesterday and stuck it all in the freezer. Nice. And yeah, that gets me out of so much effort. It's totally worth it. And I've kind of gotten that into my routine. It's not even something I think about. So I nailed that one.
That's something that a lot of us at work have talked about doing. There is actually a girl at work. She's a front-end developer. She has the same type of onion allergy that I do, which is weird. I've only met like one other person that was like that, and she's writing a cookbook.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was really funny. We were sitting today, a big group of us, and she and I were talking about the foods that we like and dislike, and it's like right on the same page. I'm like, that's just weird. She's like, yeah, that is kind of weird, but I kind of figured we would like the same kind of foods.
Yeah, but I can't imagine a world without onions.
All right, number four was to set up the recreational math blog and have 12 posts by August. This actually got put on the back burner for now as my sister that teaches math and was going to be kind of she was actually going to write most of the posts, start a new job. At the school that she has been wanting to work at ever since she moved up to Cleveland. And so she spent most of the summer in training. And we weren't able to get together and plan it out and finish it up. So that kind of got put on the back burner till next year or the year after, just sort of depending on her schedule and what's going on with her. So
yeah. And I mean, that's not your fault. So my number four resolution was finish my book. And this was something I kind of realized was probably out of scope for the year. And I really, really realized it probably around March, April, when a whole bunch of work for Agulis hit. And I'm currently 4 chapters in, and I have over 100 pages, according to what Scrivener dumps out. And of course, some of that, I've got to tweak the settings, but there's a lot of content. And I'm hopeful, but that was a bit of a moonshot, was getting a book done, especially getting the discipline to do it, because that's not like getting into the habit of writing every day and sitting down and plowing through it. That's a bigger thing than you think it is.
I understand, because number five for me was to blog more regularly on bowtiebeach.com, which is my personal website. I wanted to have weekly posts written in advance, and this one I completely fell behind on. I started off the year writing every week and working to have a week or two in advance. Then I got really busy with a few projects, and then I got a job. Honestly, I have plenty of ideas. I'm kind of going to carry this over to next year, as I really do want to be blogging regularly, at least once a week, but it didn't take hold, and I completely understand the discipline you're talking about for writing.
You know, the thing is we, you and I have had quite a bit of discipline here, you know, because this is sort of a blog. It's just audio. And, you know, we have to do our outlines, and then we have to go do the thing, and then you got to clean it up. I don't have to. But, you know.
Well, like, doing the audio, that takes about 2 hours, and then I take the outline and write the show notes, like, in HTML. That really doesn't take that long, because we both kind of write our show notes to where it's easy to convert to a blog.
Yeah.
And part of it, too, is you write half of them. If I was only having to write one every 2 or 3 weeks, maybe once a month, that would be easy, but
weekly is just, it's a hard cadence. And the worst thing ever is when you open up the editor and it's blank. That is so hard to overcome.
That's why I have the template for what we do, because
I'll agree with that, because like I click in there and I just start going.
Yeah.
And I have something similar set up when I do Scrivener for the book now, because I have my notes over to the side, and that works too, because I have something to look at, and it's like, okay, here's your starting point. Go. I didn't wrap my head around that until probably October or so, that like, hey, this is really, really critical. And thus, as a result, I didn't have proper practice.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying there, because that's the same thing with my blog. And I probably should create a template for my blog so that when I open it up to write something, there's something there.
Yeah.
Because we do. We have a outlines template. You know, it doesn't have any content in there. It just has like IOTs, comment, episode, tricks of the trade, like all those little sections.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is. It's just something psychological that when I look there, it just, the ideas start flowing, because I'm not looking at a blank screen. I'm filling in the blanks.
And you know, you can completely erase the rest of the stuff around it if you have to.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's some kind of dumb mental thing. Mm-hmm. So my number five resolution was finish releasing my side project, which is Agulous. That hit. We have revenue. We have some bigger clients coming on. That thing is getting hot again. It was really, really crazy workload early in the year, which kind of deformed some of my other ambitions a little bit. And then it tapered off. And I've had a couple of little bouts of you know, extra work. But that seems to be coming back around again. There's more stuff going on. So that was dead on a hit. There was just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Number six and my final resolution was to begin the process of starting a business and to build the business website for myself. And I did start building the business website, but some other opportunities came up since this that I've pursued and ended up pushing my consulting business kind of to the side. I still get requests to build sites and apps for people, but I'm sending them to some others that we know who are trying to build their resumes and portfolios, just because I have not had the time to devote to it. And
you kind of pivoted, because there's some things, you know, business wise that are coming down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. You know, I would totally not call this a miss. I would call this I realized that there's a direction I want to go that's a little bit better.
And that's kind of where I went with it. To review, I had four quasi hits, most of which were things like that were out of my control, like finding a job. And moving here was dependent on that. So, and then two misses, which was the rec math blog and the blogging regularly on my own site.
And my number six was schedule things better. And that was more of like, I felt like I didn't have control over my time. I think for this past year, I pretty much hit that right on the nose. I have a pretty regular cadence. I have stuff that, you know, comes up in my calendar. And when it comes up in the calendar, I do it. Exhibited a lot of discipline, I think, that has served me pretty well. This has been a little tricky. Sometimes you have to enforce boundaries. It's constant work keeping boundaries in place, you know, when you're trying to work on your schedule, because other people have a tendency, especially other people that don't have as much going on, have got a tendency to try to find ways to spend your time. So, you know, like you and I have a friend that doesn't have a full-time job. And, you know, you and I both have struggled with this, because this friend will call at like 4:30 in the afternoon while you're at work and wants you to meet somewhere at 6 for dinner.
Yeah, that just happened to me this past week.
Yeah, and there's been a whole lot of I can't do that because I have goals that I'm trying to get to, and if I leave time open where I'm just constantly jumping from one thing to the other, nothing ever gets done. Because what happens is if your schedule allows for that, what it will not allow for is disciplined approach to work.
Well, and I do understand that he kind of comes from the...
He's just flying by the seat of his pants.
Well...
And he's able to. Like, he's in a situation where that works better for him.
8 months ago, I had a job where I could do that.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, and he would call me up and I'd be like, all right, yeah, sure, I'll meet you. Now, we have the podcast. Of course, we had that 8 months ago, but we have the podcast. We have a couple other things we're working on. We have the Developer Launchpad group. I actually have a group that I go out with every week to play trivia.
Yeah, and I've got a mastermind meeting.
Yeah, and like they're all junior developers, which is kind of cool. It's like a bunch of us that work at different places. Honestly, I'm the only one that didn't go to Nashville Software School in the group.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's something I experienced, though, is it's really hard to set those boundaries, but like if you want a better life, you kind of have to be able to do that. You have to be able to say, look, I can't just up and do something. You know, there's parties and stuff that have happened that I haven't gone to because it's like, oh, they'll tell you 2 days before. And it's like, if you don't tell me 2 weeks before, I can't put it on my schedule because the schedule's mm-hmm. full.
Yeah, something that I once told a friend of mine back when I was in grad school and working full time, I'm not going to be able to make it to everything because I'm really busy. But that doesn't mean to stop inviting me. Especially if you can invite me in advance where I have time to plan for it, keep inviting because you never know when
you can actually do it.
You know, I'll finish a paper early and have the weekend free or something like that. Cause that happens, you know, and you never know. And so I tell people, I'm like, don't stop inviting me. I may only make it to 1 in 10 things you invite me to,
but I'll be there. I'll fully be there.
Yeah, I will be there and I will have fun and we'll have a good time. So I understand that though. And because I've been there, I've been that person that didn't have all that stuff going on. And I've been the person that did have all the stuff going on.
In the same year, past year.
Yeah, well, yeah, within this
really?
Year.
Really? You know, because I remember getting annoyed at you like during the spring because you were a little bit more like loose with the scheduling thing. And it was very frustrating. And then now it's like I can't remember what that was like because now you're like on time every time. It's like, okay, we got to do this, we got to do this, and I got to go. And I'm the same way. And we get in and we get stuff done. And
I do remember, I guess it was probably about a month or two after I started getting so busy that I had to really focus on my schedule. And you were like, dude, you're showing up early or on time. I'm not getting stuff done because I'm expecting you to be late.
Yeah. And I had planned my schedule around you being late because that's what always happened.
Yeah.
And just got absolutely nailed by it. Like it was like a change within a period of a week. And so I was just scrambling around going, crap, he's on time all the time now.
Yeah.
So I've got to like fudge the thing and say, okay, well, come a little bit later because that's the time you actually would show up. And I just, yeah.
Let's see, you had 3 out of 6 that were full hits.
Yeah, I had 3 out of 6 that were full hits. And I had a couple of others that were, you know, they're well on their way. It's just not completed. It's, you know, the end goal didn't get hit yet, but it will. The meditation thing was a flat out fail. Although I will point out that, you know, I started doing yoga fairly regularly. I, do spend quite a bit of time in, isolation tanks. So mm-hmm. I get in and do that. And I do my meditation work in there.
Yeah.
It's not as good as I wanted.
You do yoga when I don't schedule things
on Sundays. Yeah. Over the top of it.
And that was your own fault.
That was my own fault. Cause I forgot I did yoga on Sundays for some reason.
Well, you told me to schedule it on Sunday cause you had plans on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was, you had your dates mixed up.
So hit those 2017 resolutions and hopefully, you know, a year from now we'll be saying, you know, here's what we plan to do and here's what we did and we hit them all.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be telling this to a lot more people next year. That happened to us this year.
Yeah, for darn sure.
My first resolution for 2017, the first goal I have and the first thing I am going to do this year is to buy a new laptop.
Yes, please.
I'm not putting an exact date on this because I'm still working on what I want. And Will is actually helping me kind of pick that out. I'm looking possibly at getting something that's upgradable. 12 gigs of RAM that's upgradable to 32. you know, I spend less on the front end, and then as I need it later on, I can buy and add to it.
Yeah. And that's what I always do with my laptops. I buy, you know, I buy below the peak, and then I'll usually swap out the hard drive and put an SSD in there, max out the memory, you know, and buy that from some source other than the vendor and put it in there. Cause usually you can get a better deal that way.
Oh yes.
It's not like that's hard. Like there's not a whole lot of places to put the hard drive. Like there's one, mm-hmm. you know, it's, and the memory is kind of hard to screw up too. Like you,
well, I don't remember if I've told you guys about...
you got to make sure it's off before you do that, yeah. though. That is important. Yes.
And I know how much you want to just absolutely destroy my current one.
I don't want to actually destroy it. Like, I want to find somebody that's built a replica trebuchet. And I want to let gravity destroy it. Maybe thermite. I'd like chemistry to destroy it. Or...
I mean, you don't want to go all Office Space on it?
I wonder if we could get NASA to shoot it into space and launch it into the sun. that would be kind of cool, because then it could, like, you know, it could provide heat and light for somebody, you know, a billion years from now.
You know, as much as you complain about this laptop, it's a lot better than my mom's current laptop.
Yeah, that's... as much as you complain about the flu, it beats the Black Death.
Yes.
Wow. This is where we are now, is it?
So, I have told my mom that I will completely remove the Windows installation and do a full Ubuntu on here and give it to her if she wants it.
Yeah, Ubuntu or OpenSUSE. She might like OpenSUSE.
Well, she's familiar with Ubuntu because that's what she's got on hers.
Ubuntu.
So I don't really want to mess her up.
If she likes her, you know, awful windowing system that comes by default. And whatever.
She likes it.
There's some Unity fan now that just... like twisted off at me saying that, so that's awesome.
I might be able to convince her to go to Mint on it.
Yeah, let's talk offline about that.
All right,
my number one resolution is, as last year, to meditate more regularly. Part of the problem here was that I didn't have a real good environment. I've got the best place for me to meditate is out in the garage because it's quiet. It doesn't have all the house noise in it because the two rooms that are above it, you know, nobody's really in them. The problem is I would go out there and there was a vent in the air conditioning that would knock.
Oh, I hate that.
Like once a minute. And it sounds like somebody running up two steps. It's thump, thump, and it stops. And it's once a minute. So you can't ever completely adjust to it. And I need to get that fixed here pretty soon. But I have been working on that area out there.
What happened to meditating out on the porch?
The problem with meditating on the porch is all the light.
Gotcha. I completely see that.
And there's a woman down the street, and I'm not trying to be cruel or anything, but what's a good way to put this? There's getting appropriate plastic surgery done, and then there's the whole, like, I'm going to impersonate the Egyptian Sphinx. And she walks down the street with her cell phone talking at such a loud volume that you can hear her about 400 yards away. And for some reason, if I go to meditate on the porch, she walks her dog and talks about her family problems.
Yikes.
So that's not a good thing. So, like, I want to get my little cave set up in the basement because it's cold out there. It's kind of dirty and there's no noise from overhead. And I can make it just about as dark as I want to make it. Mm-hmm. And it's not a problem. The other thing I have is I have a back porch now coming off the deck.
Yeah.
And I can sit there. Total darkness, just about. Like it's incredibly dark. And the thing is like, if it's dark, you can make it lighter, but if it's light, you can't usually fix the lights. So
yeah,
that's a little easier for me. So I'm working on that. I will say that I kind of bombed out on the meditation thing this past year, but I am doing a lot more yoga.
I will say this, being in an apartment again, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I lived
in, and you're on the bottom floor.
Yeah. I lived in a house for quite a while with my ex, and then we had a camper when we were moving around a lot. And so, but being in an apartment, it's interesting to have one whole side isn't connected to, like, that doesn't have windows at all.
Yeah.
And so I've got this huge walk-in closet that's probably about half the size of the room we're in now.
And those are really nice for meditating. Yeah. And
because nobody, like, especially when you meditate at, like, in the evening or afternoon, nobody goes into their closet. So my upstairs neighbor,
yeah,
I don't hear him. You know, even their dog doesn't go into the closet.
Well, and I mean, you can hear this when I'm when we're recording right now, right? Like you hear footfalls overhead, back and forth. I mean, my daughter thinks that she's a character from Skyrim working on agility or something. Just like, let's just run all the time. You know, like I've got to get the agility bonus. And so like you kind of want to have that space that's quiet and it's kind of dark unless you want it to not be dark, like where you have control over it. And my workout area out there, I think, is that. But I've got to work on it. The other thing I got to work on is the flexibility in my legs sucks. Like yoga has proved that. My hamstrings are actually the biggest problem.
That's same with me. I think it's the same with most guys.
Yeah, because like, you know, I can try to sit cross-legged on the floor and I feel like I'm going to fall over and my knees are high. And so it's something in the pelvic girdle and it's the hamstrings. And I'm working on getting those loose. I mean, I can do like the dancer's pose in yoga and all that stuff. And I think over the next year, I'll probably have that fixed.
Number two for me is to become a permanent employee at work. Right now, I am contract to hire and I've got about 3.5 weeks left as of the recording of this. By the time this episode airs, that will be done.
And you should get converted pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, there's already a position for me. And
well, if there's not.
No, there's one.
You have a platform to find one. So you're good either way.
That's true. But remember I said that we had the guy that left and I was helping out with his project?
Yeah.
They're holding that position for me.
There you go. But I mean, you've come a long way this year. Don't ever look back on it and go, oh, I didn't do enough.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with this past year. And like I said, my next goal after getting a new laptop is
get that in order, please. Yeah.
My next goal is to become a permanent employee at work because I like what I do. I like the people I work with. We have a Slack channel I created it. It's called Lunch Bunch, where there's probably about 15 people. Now, not everybody goes to lunch with us all the time, but this is just like, it's a mix of developers and QA and BA. And it's like everybody in the IT department at work can be a member of this. Not everyone is, but they're.
Yeah. I mean, you're at a position where not only are you coming in higher than what you're supposed to be at your level, but you're also at a point where you're starting to drive organizational change. Like you do lunch stuff like that. You think it doesn't matter and it doesn't matter until it does. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been a heck of a year for you, man.
It really I'm very happy with, I was talking to my dad just this past Saturday and I was telling him, I'm like, you know, it's amazing because 5 years ago I had everything I'd ever wanted in life. And then it all went away. I hit rock bottom. And I clawed, with the help of my friends throwing me some ropes, clawed my way out of it.
Very thin ropes.
Yeah. Worked hard. And now I'm happy.
Yeah.
I mean, a year ago, could you have imagined me saying that?
No. And especially not 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I do think that goes back to the Stoic philosophy thing of, you know, practicing poverty. Like, you practiced poverty. Like, you lived it. You know, you were basically ramen poor.
Yes.
You know, without family help. And you've kind of been through the worst that could happen at this point, and like you're totally free.
Oh, yeah.
And this last year has really shown, you know, what that offers. So I guess it's time for me to go to my second one. And my second one is I want to lift more often. Of course, I'm doing that now. But I want to hit 450 for the deadlift by the end of the year, which I think is probably reasonable. Obviously, you know, moving your one rep max, you know, there's a bit of a sigmoid curve there.
Yeah.
For, you know, for how much you can actually bump that up. And the other thing I want to do is I want to get back to doing feats of strength. And I know a lot of the audience is not really familiar with this. I've done a few things. I've bent horseshoes with my hands. We have some that I, you know, that's like roofing nails, or not roofing nails, but the ones that you put like your gutter onto your house with. They're big honking nails. I've bent those with my hands. You wrap them in leather and you put them up to the top of your chest and you compress and bend them. I've bent a half inch hot rolled steel bar. I'm not a huge fan of that one because I got a bruise in a pretty weird place from that. But I want to get back to doing some of those things, you know, tearing decks of cards. My friend David Whitley, who I hope we can get on the podcast, kind of pushes that sort of thing, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, he's really good at it. He actually,
yeah, he's a beast.
He created some of the decorations for my wedding.
Yeah.
For me, by taking horseshoes and bending them into the shapes of hearts.
And I was able to do that at one point, and I might be able to now. I would have to work on that. But, and, you know, the thing is I don't want to be like a professional strongman. What that does is that's a goal that you work towards, and you hit it. You overcome it at extreme difficulty, and then you win. And I like that feedback loop that that creates. And
it's also a really awesome party trick.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the big things I want to get back to doing, because I did really enjoy that.
What I want to do, because I would like to get there, I'm a little further out than you are on that, but I think that's a goal for a couple of years down the line for me. Yep. But what I would like to do is, when you go to a party and you got that one guy that's just talking crap, hey, check this out, and you like bend a nail, and he's like, I can do that. And you're like, all right, here you go. Do it.
Yeah. And the other thing you do is when you hand them the nail and they, you know, they wrap the leather around, and they get ready to say, okay, now make sure it doesn't go through your hand. Because you also want to head fake those people because reasons. So what's your number three?
Number three ties into one from last year. And this is, I wanted to attend a conference last year. This year, I want to speak at one or a code club or user group meeting. But I kind of want to put myself out there as a speaker. I've got some experience now. I can talk about being a self-taught developer and getting a job and going through the process of learning, apprenticing, and then going out and getting a full-time job, especially when I hit my second goal, becoming a permanent employee. Then I can talk about, hey, I don't have a degree. I didn't go to a boot camp. I'm completely self-taught. That's kind of the focus. I've already submitted to one conference, and since I'm mentioning it, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. That's Codeland up in New York. It's put on by our friends at Code Newbies. That's going to be April 21st and 22nd, and if you want to learn more about that, check out codelandconf.com.
So my third resolution is to do better with my editorial calendar. I think we've kind of hit it mostly with the podcast. There's been a few times we've kind of scrambled a little bit before recording time, but for the most part, you know, it's at least somewhat tolerable.
Well, the few times that we've had to scramble, there have been things like a holiday, or you went to go visit your family because your parents' dog was sick, or something that was out of the blue.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what. It wasn't because the dog was sick. I'm trying to remember what was going on, but there was something that was not expected. And I do want to do better at that. I do want to finish my book. I mean, that's part of the problem here. Like I said, I'm four chapters in, and I'm at a little over 100 pages, which, you know, anybody that knows me knows that brevity is not my strong suit. So I've got to do a little bit of tuning on that. And
you know, our listeners might not know that because I cut a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I go on a little bit of a tear sometimes. And part of the deal with the book too is like I start out with an outline, and then as I got going and as I watched you and as I watched other people, I realized that there was a different set of content that I needed to be aiming for that would make the book a lot better. And so I ended up reworking it a couple of times.
That happens.
To get where I wanted to go. And so that was part of it. You know, the other thing is I don't post on my blog much at all. You know, I don't post on the podcast site much at all. I don't do much on Facebook. You'll see the occasional scheduled post from me on the, you know, the Complete Developer Podcast Facebook thing. Like if I see something, I'm like, oh, that's really interesting, I got to share this.
Yeah.
You know, I'll schedule a post and then go.
You know, something I've noticed is being out of school and working, I don't get on Facebook as much. Like, yeah. I do some at home when I'm like, if I'm watching a show, I might like check my Facebook or, yeah, somebody sends me a text, hey, check out what I posted on Facebook. I might go on there, but.
Yeah, I don't do it as much either. And Twitter is non-existent for me at this point.
Well, see, now Twitter is something I do get on pretty regularly.
Really?
Yeah, because I get a lot of our comments from Twitter. People talk to us on Twitter more than anywhere else. If you look back at where we got our comments from, and so I'm on Twitter a lot on the podcast, but for my own stuff, I post maybe once or twice a month, and I'd like to get better about marketing-wise, just about like posting more often.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do, but I do feel like the writing thing has got to be a bigger part. And I've been getting up, you know, 4:30 in the morning, and that's when I knock out the writing that early in the morning when it's quiet and I'm caffeinated and I'm ready to go.
So
I can write 15-20 pages.
I believe you. I do it's some of my insane. It's crazy because there are two times a day I do my best coding. That is when I first get to work and I've just had my coffee, or around 10-11 o'clock at night.
Yep. Stupidly late or stupidly early.
Yes. I get on a roll. What's crazy is I've been trying to get up earlier because you're not the only one of my friends that is doing this. And I'm not doing the official mastermind group thing like you did, but yeah. I'm just trying to surround myself with people who are going in the right direction. And two things we're doing. One is bulk cooking, and the other, which is a time saver, and the other is waking up early. And I've been trying to get myself up early to do stuff at home. Unfortunately, I'll get up early and I'll get going on something, and then I'm like, oh crap, if I don't leave now, I'm going to be late. And then the dog's like, you must walk me or I will poop here.
Yeah. you almost have to set alarm on your computer.
Yeah.
To warn you, or like a calendar reminder. The other thing I'm doing too with the waking up early is I don't do it every day. I go to bed early every night, or most nights, give or take. And if I wake up early, then I go work. And if I don't wake up early, I figure I needed to sleep. Because I can wake up with a clock radio playing music. My wife, on the other hand, requires an air raid siren.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot better for me if I wake up early on my own organically and I come down here and I work, because I don't start out like, you know, in panic mode from what, you know, the Nazis are bombing Poland or something. I don't know what that noise is, but it's awful. And yeah, so it just really makes my life better.
So number four is to outline and begin writing a book for autodidactic developers like me. And for those of you that don't know what autodidactic means, it means self-taught. The working title right now is Computer Science for the Autodidact, with the subtitle of Core Concepts and Methodologies for the Self-Taught Coder.
Nice.
My goal is to have it outlined by May, and I'm going to do sections and chapters, and I want to have section one first draft by the end of the year.
I think that's reasonably achievable, and especially since you can kind of lean on what I've already learned, because there's no reason for you to go through the suck.
Yeah.
The same way I did. Like, that was the same premise with the apprenticeship. It's like, you're not going to suffer the same way I did. Let you catch up to me and get ahead of me so that you suffer and I learn from you. That's the way I play the game, man.
I totally get that, though.
Yeah. Have you not noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my number four is to finish my punch list of home improvements. I've got a fairly extensive list of things that I think are suboptimal about the house. Just as far as, you know, being able to be productive, you know, just it's little stupid stuff. Like, I can't let the dogs out the back door without going with them. In fact, right now I can't, you know, my older dog's got hip issues, so I can't go out with her anyway. But I'm having to walk out the front door and walk down this really steep hill, and there's walnuts and sweet gum pods and rocks. And I fall two or three times a month and just bust my hind end out there, and there's nothing I can do about it.
I completely understand. I have house sat and dog sat for you.
Yeah, and it's atrocious. Yeah. And so when I can get that done, I can let the younger dog out, who's the one that pulls, and my daughter can take the old dog. And so that problem will be solved. And then, like, fixing my workout area where I go in there and I because what I noticed is I would tend to walk in there and go, okay, I'm going to lift. And then there would be stuff that's like, oh, this place is a dump. It's a mess. Oh, I got to move all these weights around just to start lifting. And I want to get rid of those problems.
One thing that's going to help is getting a kettlebell stand.
Yeah. There's just a few little things like that. And then, you know, like, I need a vent over the stove. But it's a bunch of stuff that makes the house more livable and more functional for what I'm trying to do, so that it gets out of my way. And I want to get that list done by the end of the year.
That's completely.
And this is completely a matter of I pay other people and the things happen for the most part. Like, it's not a big deal. But I wanted them done by the end of this year.
Yeah, because we were talking earlier about doing some smart home stuff to your house once you get this stuff done.
Yeah.
So the sooner that happens, the sooner we can start
tinkering and actually having fun with it.
And one thing that we're talking about doing, guys, is posting these, like videoing ourselves building it, like the process, and posting them on YouTube or on our website so that other people can do similar stuff or see how the process of building works.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing that I need to do is I just want to get the house wired with Cat 6. I have 1,000 feet of Cat 6 in the closet right behind you. It's been there for a year and a half.
I know.
And gradually it's getting done, but it's like we'll run a wire or two and then something else will just take priority.
Weren't you supposed to have someone come over and like do all of that over a weekend or something?
Yeah, that never worked out, but I actually taught a buddy how to do it. And it's the same guy that works on my deck and is building all these other things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's me setting priorities and it eventually will get done. But I want to get it where like we can stream TV and, you know, to both the TVs upstairs and where everything's wired up and connected. I want to hook up, I want to get a rack mount with like either 2 or 4 Raspberry Pi boxes in it. And I want 2 of them to control the sound systems for the house because there's actually speakers wired in everywhere. And that's the hookups right over here. And so, like, if I can get something set up that will play music, I can control that remotely. I mean, I want to do a lot of that kind of stuff just to be cool and to make the house a little bit better.
Put microphones in and, like, I don't know if you ever read the prequel to Quantum Leap, but it talks about Sam building Ziggy. And how he would walk around the complex and be able to have conversations with the computer no matter where he was because it would follow him
down the hall. Yeah, I don't want to go to that level because I'm a little weird about microphones and cameras at random places in the house. But I do want to – I want a little bit more customizability and I want to fix a few things. So that's a big one for me. So your number 5 is also a big one for you.
Yes. Or
a smaller one by October, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, we'll look ahead. Number 5, I want to lose 50 pounds by October. I weighed myself this morning, and I have lost 5 more pounds since Thanksgiving. I had previously said I had lost about 10 pounds in 4 months, so that puts me at about 15 pounds in 5.5 to 6 months now. So, and that's without trying. That's just sort of trying to eat a little healthier and things like that. I've cut out my evening meal, not on purpose, just sort of I've gotten busy in the evenings and I get tired before I get hungry. And so I just go to bed. Now, when I wake up in the mornings, I'm ravenous and get breakfast as soon as I get to work. But I've cut myself down to 2 meals a day and I'm in the process. Clothes that were a bit tight are now fitting properly. So my goal is to drop 50 pounds by October, and that's about 5 pounds a month. And that'll put me exactly where I want to be to start gaining muscle mass. I'll be a little bit over the weight that is ideal for me, but that's kind of where I want to be when I start like building muscle mass.
Yeah, and you'll probably start doing the cycle kind of like I do. I would imagine where you lose weight in the spring and summer and you gain it in the fall and winter because you tend to eat heavier then anyway. So you might as well just lift heavy and put the weight where you want it to actually go.
It's one of those things where I've noticed 2 times in my life I've gotten really overweight and both times were after really bad breakups.
Yep.
You remember both of them.
Yeah, well, it's the emotional eating and it's the adjustment. I think it's a shock to the schedule more than it is anything else. Because it breaks normality and you kind of have a cadence to your life and you're on autopilot, you know, like especially with meals and stuff. And then you have a bad breakup and you're not. And yeah, it just throws you sideways. You especially tend to do that. I think 50 pounds by October is pretty reasonable.
It's 5 pounds a month.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if you do low carb at some point in there,
the reason I set it out that far, like that much that far is because I know weight fluctuates.
Yeah.
So, you know, I may lose 10 pounds and then gain 3, you know, and it's going to be kind of an up and down.
And my number 5 is improve my personal brand. I want to try to get into public speaking the same way as you do, you know, find a user group somewhere that I can talk to about something. I've got like this pile of ideas, but I don't know which one I want to run with. I've got pretty good connections at a lot of places and I'm kind of at the point of choice paralysis right now.
I know you can't apply for Codeland because you're going to be at another conference that exact same weekend that you've already paid
for and stuff. And you know, like they have lightning talks there too. Yeah. And I could,
you could apply that there. But one place I think you would be best at would be Music City Code.
You know, and it might be better for me to do one that's not in the local area where I drive somewhere further away just for like building my confidence. But I need to do something.
We could take an Atlanta trip and you could speak at the .NET user group in Atlanta.
Yeah. Or one of the other groups. I mean, there's so many there. And that's, I should probably do something like that. I really want to start increasing my visibility because I've noticed that as the podcast has gotten more popular, you know, more recruiters talk to me, which I mean, I'm not looking for work or anything like that, but I'm on a whole lot more people's radar than I ever thought I would be.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of strange because you come into a place and it's like, oh, I have a podcast on development. And people immediately look at you like you're doing something other than drinking beers and talking into a microphone once a week. And I kind of like that because that's a leverage situation. It's like I really don't put a ton of effort into vastly outsized results. And I feel like public speaking, while being more effort, is probably going to be more rewarding in that same line.
The thing is, from your perspective, you've already put the effort in. A lot of the stuff, like a lot of the outlines that you write are from experience.
Yeah, they're from face planning into difficulty.
And if you guys look, the way you can tell this is look at the references, the links. Because when Will writes an episode, there will be one or two links. Usually it is Wikipedia where he's looking up something specific to talk about. Like he's talking about a topic and he wants to
I want the exact definition.
Yeah, the exact definition or something like that. Whereas when I write stuff, I'm writing to learn. I'm learning by teaching, so to speak. And so I'll go and do a lot of research and really learn as much as I possibly can about something. And you'll see that in the links where I'll have like
tons of links
to stuff where I'm like, all right, well, I read this and then this and then wrote the outline.
Whereas my outline is more like, here's the outline because I said so.
Yeah, well, it's based on your experience. So you've already put that effort in just by what you've done.
Yeah, and I think I should continue to use that. Like, that feels like the next evolution of things. You know, my wife, we were at a friend's retirement party. One of the guys I work with is retiring, one of the owners of the company. And, you know, on the way there, she's like, you know, you ought to get into sales. You got a personality for sales. Of course, you know, our sales guy's, you know, kind of funny, a little bit cocky. You know, he's a good dude. But I was like, here, let me let you talk to a sales guy and then see if you really think that's my personality or if I've just popped out of my shell because I've had to while doing this.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of think it's the latter. It's more of I can be a developer that talks to other developers.
You are a really great resource for the sales team. You're the developer that they want to bring along.
Right.
Whereas me, I've been in sales. I've got the personality for sales.
Yeah.
You don't. You've got the personality for
I can interact with sales.
Yeah. I'm the tech guy on the sales team.
Yeah. And I would rather bill myself at that rate because it's a higher rate. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a lot less work. But yeah, that's a big goal for me. And that's my reach goal, my stretch goal really for this year is that one.
That makes sense. My stretch goal was speaking at a conference.
Yeah.
I think that's...
And you and I ought to just do that together and just call it a day.
My final goal for the year, and this is one that I mentioned to you previously, is we work out a couple of times a week, and I have stated that I want to get to the point where I can do 100 kettlebell swings as a warm-up.
With what weight?
Haven't set a weight. Right now, I'm doing one-arm swings with the 24 kilos.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking that's 100 one-arm kettlebell swings with 24 kilos.
Without stopping or in small sets?
Without stopping as a warm-up by the end of the year.
24?
Yeah.
That's 200 swings one-armed as a warm-up.
No. That's 50.
50 per arm.
Yeah.
That's still pretty brutal as a warm-up.
That is brutal as a warm-up. But if I'm gonna lose 50 pounds by October, I'm gonna have to be brutal.
Fair enough. We'll see how that goes over the year.
The thing is, well, I mean, right now I can do 20 in one go, 10 per arm. I'm saying by the end of the year, I want to be at this point.
It's the 100 without stopping that's tricky.
I've done it.
Yeah,
when I was doing it all the time,
and then do it
It took me about a year to build up to it.
Yeah, do other stuff after that. Because, like, what I want to do is get back to where I can switch hands with a 48 kilo, swinging it one-handed, which the grip strength thing is problematic. And, I mean, I did it at that level, too, but that's a pretty peak level of conditioning. And, you know, it's good that that's your goal. It's
I think I can get there within a year.
I think you can, too. You're just going to have to push.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. That's I'm glad you're getting some goals that are, you know, in that line. And so, I guess, to get to my number six, this is kind of the opposite of my normal tendencies. And my number six is to take more days off and use them for myself.
I think I should.
I typically work on my days off, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, Memorial Day. I do a lot of work, you know, and it won't be like a crazy amount. Like, I think July 4th, I worked like 6 hours. Mm-hmm. On my own stuff. It was like a mix of the podcast and Agulus and two or three other things and working on the house. But like actually taking a day off and going, yes, I'm going to take this day and I'm going to do something for my own benefit that's not work related in any of the things I'm doing.
Does this mean we're going to finally go hunting and fishing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm actually taking a day off and it'll be before this podcast episode airs, but it's after now. So we got the whole weird time shift thing going on. But December 20th, is a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm going in at 8:30 in the morning and I'm getting a massage and then I'm getting a chiropractic adjustment. And then I got to find something to do for 2 or 3 hours and I hadn't quite figured out what that is. And then I'm going into a isolation tank for 3.5 hours. And it's going to be totally like that's my day to do my thing.
That pretty much wraps us up. But before we close everything out, Will, what do you have for us this week for Tricks of the Trade?
I want to throw out a mild observation about the whole resolutions thing. You'll notice that Beej and I hit, give or take, about half of our goals, and some of them didn't quite get completed. I know a lot of people will write that down as a failure, but I want to throw something out here. If you are creating goals for yourself, and let's say you have a list of 10 goals, and you know that you can hit 10 of them within a year, and that you're absolutely going to do it, then you probably need to pick harder goals. It does not help you grow if you can't fail. And the fact of the matter is, like, you know, with my meditation thing, like, yeah, I should have meditated more often. I had a crazy workload at the beginning of the year. I had a lot of other stuff going on, and I still probably could have squeezed that in, and I didn't. The thing is that failure does not necessarily, like, it's not a permanent thing. But the other thing is, if you have made a goal that you can't fail at, then you really haven't made a goal that's worth pushing towards either. Like, you want to actually struggle. If you have any kind of resolution, if you have something that you want to do, like, aim for the moonshot. Aim for something that's like, hey, this is really difficult, and I probably won't get it. Because you would be surprised at the stuff that comes out with that. I mean, we had this lesson, 2 weeks ago. I actually made a pitch to .NET Rocks, and hopefully that episode's out by now, to get on their podcast to explain how we did the apprenticeship thing with Beej. And I threw that out there with the expectation that it would fail. That was a moonshot. And it's like, okay, if this fails, what do I learn from it? Well, I learned how to write a better pitch to get onto a podcast. You know, I at least tried. I get a lot of feedback. I get a lot of growth even from failure. And of course, then I did it and it worked, and we had a completely different problem because we had no plan for success, because that's the way we do things around here. But, you know, we recovered. And, you know, I just want to challenge everybody to go ahead and take the moonshot. Like, try to do the thing that you aren't really sure that you can do, because you might be surprised. I mean, that's how I got into like the feats of strength stuff. You know, I've bent a horseshoe. I've got a couple of them. I've got an iron bar that I bent. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of strength to be able to do that. And you think going in that you can't do those things. But once you realize you can, you realize that those goals that you stretch for and you actually reach, they're a lot more meaningful when you do that. And there's a whole lot better feedback loop. And the other thing is, hey, if I failed at bending a horseshoe and I just like warped it, that's still pretty freaking strong. So go do something. It'll be awesome. That's all I got.
Stand by for Titanfall.
If you have a question or comment for us, please email us at neckbeards@completedeveloperpodcast.com. Our theme music is an excerpt from Stand By for Titanfall by Pure Bells, available on SoundCloud and licensed under Creative Commons. The intro music for IoTs is Hillbilly Hip Hop by Jason Belcher. For references, show notes, and to sign up to our email list, be sure and check out the website at CompleteDeveloperPodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at CompleteDevPod and like our page on Facebook to keep up with the news about the show. Thanks for listening. See you next time.